Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I don't know where to begin tonight. There's so many things happening all at once. It's rumored tonight that they found the Wisconsin Democrat senators, and they're on a British warship. They're leaving Libya. Unbelievable. Did you see the list of all the countries that were accepted on the British warship? You got to read it. I mean, it's like, you know, when you have to identify what country you're from and a window opens up. It's that long a list. And it was like pre-printed, and then somebody penned in USA, Canada, and Australia. They had to pen them in at the end of the list. What a joke. Are we in trouble? I did a blog on Kuwait, the wealth of the Kuwaitis. And I don't know if you know it or not, but Kuwait is the size of New Jersey. And the blog I did was they have a Future Generations Fund. And if you went to D.C. and asked to see the locks box that holds your Social Security and your boss's Social Security match money, they would laugh at you. Remember the Bible story where the master was appalled by the one who did not work the money, but buried it and gave him back the same amount he gave him? I think it was called talents. And he only gave him back the same amount that he gave. He was afraid of investing, and so the boss beat him. And he loved the ones who brought him a return on his investment. Well, I got news for you. The government didn't even bury our money. They just simply misappropriated it because they thought you'd never show up and ask for it. Kuwait has only one asset. One asset. The size of the state of New Jersey has only one asset. It's oil. But you know what? They wisely took a 10% of their revenues from oil. I think it goes back to like the 50s. And they invested it in stocks, bonds, and now they make more money on their investments than they do on oil. So Kuwait has only one asset, and it's oil. And we are a rich industrial people with natural assets over 50 states. Why doesn't this government of misfits not want to help us get back to work? Why can't we develop what we have? Do you think that the Kuwaiti people, the Kuwaiti government, would turn to the Kuwaiti oil, Kuwait oil company, and say no more off-dune drilling? Yeah. Why can't we develop what we have? And we have a lot. Just a side note on the Red Brigades in the White House are stabbing 40-year-old rulers in the back once they're sure they can't get up. Did you ever see so many windsock people in Washington wondering which way the wind blows? They don't know what to say today. That's why Obama didn't speak for 9 days. He wanted to be sure that Gaddafi wouldn't get up. Gaddafi, who's going to pull a Hitler. He's going to do a bunker routine. Yep. Oh, we're on the side of the revolutionaries. Yes, we're on the side of Fidel Castro, and if he wins, we'll be his friend. We'll be down there to spend our dollars, or dinars if the currency falls. The one thing to worry about is Bahrain, because in this communist Red Star frenzy, have you noticed all the red shirts? Are you getting worried about that? The one thing I didn't like was the fact that the dopey Republicans allowed somebody to call them red state Republicans. Red is not the color for the Republican Party. Mauve is more like it. Yeah, red. Red is for communism, like the Red Star of Macy's, comrade. Yes, Santa Claus is a capitalist. So, I'm worried about the Khalifas in Bahrain. They've been there since the British mandated that they be in charge. I think it was the Brits that pulled out of there. Now they're under siege by Ahmadinejad, who has stated that they are a colony of Iran, and the Baji secret police, and the same ones who shoot young girls in the chest and hang women from tow trucks. You know Ahmadinejad, the sweetheart of Communist Columbia University. He intends to destroy Bahrain for siding with the USA, and I'm afraid for Bahrain. They're going to get the same treatment as Israel. They're going to get sold down the river. Obama bin Laden won't allow it to happen. Don't be surprised when one day this illegal alien and his invaders tells Americans the U.S. government has to be overthrown. And he's already started to do that. He's ordered his wazir of Gitmo, to ignore certain laws. Like husbands and wives are no longer allowed to be married. Ahmadinejad, the sweetheart of Communist Columbia University, remember when he went there and he said there was no gays? No gays in Iran? You know why there were no gays in Iran? Because he was in New York. Yep, I'm worried. 30,000 Saudi students are here under the protection of the wazir of Gitmo, Eric Holder, and Mullah of the FIB. Have you noticed yet that the Saudi al-Dasari, who was caught by a manure clerk, and the pizza bombers of Fort Dix were caught by a clerk at CVS, and Richard Reed, the son of Harry Reed, the shoe bomber, was sat on by an airline stewardess preventing him from lighting his shoes? These three people should be made head of the CYA, the FIB, and homophobic land insecurity. Send the lunch bunch to FEMA to give out bottled Perrier. I tremble when a political flag-burning schmuck like Joe Liverwish, who comes from the sucker state of Connecticut, you know, the one who elected an attorney general who lied about his Marine service and even got Marines to endorse him. How's that for conning people? Those Marines should have used them for bayonet practice. With rubber bayonets, of course, because we can't promote violence. Not even in self-defense. You're supposed to lay down and take it. Face down, pants down. I tremble when a political flag-burning schmuck like Joe Liverwood shouts with Al Gore, "We are the strongest nation on the face of the earth." Are you sure it's the face? The last time I heard that was in Babylon, and they were building a tower. So the moral of the story is, when you're broke, do like the Kuwaitis do. Put 10% aside from your revenues and build a future generations fund. Our best asset and biggest asset is not oil. Our biggest asset is government waste. There are trillions to be mined. Welcome to the party's over party. More tea, anybody? And I got a sidebar for Juan Williams, who I love. He's the only liberal whose name won't be on the list for execution when the revolution comes, because he wears an American flag pin, and that's what will save his life. It will stop the bullet. But Juan Williams said that he's against these 40-year-old rulers. But you know what? He didn't start the crusade until about a week ago. These guys have been in business for 40 years, and one's catching up. So I'll just give you a little background on the Kuwait Investment Authority to make you sick. It was founded to manage the funds of the Kuwaiti government in light of financial surpluses after the discovery of oil. Today, Kuwait Investment Authority manages the Kuwait General Reserve Fund, the Kuwait Future Generations Fund, as well as any other assets committed by the Ministry of Finance. To put KIA's size into perspective, the Future Generations Fund has 10% of annual oil revenues added to it. As of fiscal year 2004-2005, it was worth $3 billion. But they're estimated to hold in excess, in excess of $200 billion in assets and reportedly one of the largest sovereign wealth funds in the world. Some of their investments are Kuwait Finance House, they got a 24% stake, Arab Insurance, a 12.5% stake, Daimler AG, 6.9% stake, Citigroup, a 6.0% stake, and we know that Prince Walid from Saudi Arabia is also invested in Citigroup. Somebody told me a story once about KIA when they were starting to invest, and they went to, let's say the bank was Chase. I don't know if it was Chase, but let's say it was Chase. And they said, look, we're investing our money here. We don't want to call any attention to ourselves. So you can manage our funds as long as you keep it under hush-hush. Well, a girl who happened to have a boyfriend, and she was a secretary and was in private information, leaked it to her boyfriend, who leaked it to the press. And the very next day, after the news broke in the press, the Kuwaitis were at the door of this bank and said, we'd like to withdraw all our money. And there was a run on the bank. Yeah, and that's how stupid stuff happens. Okay. They're estimated to hold $200 billion in assets. And I'm sure they're doing fine. And they even got the Iraqis paying them reparations. So having said that, let me take a quick break. And when I come back, we'll talk some more about what's going on in America. The home of the brave and the land of the broke. Let me tell you what I did. You know, tonight is the Academy Awards. Before I get into that, Duke Snider died. He was 84 years old. He died in California. It's a blast from the past when America was America, when everything was American. You got to know, you see, you're never going to learn this in communist cucumber school, but we took a terrible hit in World War II, and there was a chance we wouldn't survive. The Germans had the biggest army in Europe. The Japanese had the biggest military in the Pacific. And they sunk all our ships at Pearl Harbor except for the aircraft carriers. We were on the balls of our ass, and we were coming out of a depression. We were just getting on our feet. And the country pulled itself up by its bootstraps and built the greatest industrial power, using all its own resources. And their greatest resource was the American people, who spoke one language. Many had second languages, but the one language spoken was English. And they beat the crap out of all our enemies on four different continents in 4 years. And we can't even rebuild the World Trade Center remains in 10 years. Two buildings, we can't put them back up in 10 years. Why is that? It's because we have created a Pac-Man-like bureaucracy. It is terrible. It's a disgrace. So Duke Snider is the symbol of a great America. I'm not a big baseball fan, but if anybody's from the Brooklyn Dodgers, you mentioned Duke Snider, they're going to choke up. It is sad. It is really sad. The country is divided more than before the Civil War. We are all being played. We are all being ridiculed. We are all being used. We're all dupes. And beware of liberals who tell you they're helping you. And they're a friend of you because you're an oppressed person. Don't buy it. They want to keep you oppressed. If you get a ladder from a liberal, the bottom rung is always broken. And beware of people who dip their shirts in the blood of the lamb and lie about a being for you. I'm not going to say any more about that. I'm going to talk to you about the Academy Awards. The Academy Awards should be banned from the United States. The Academy Awards are a disgrace. It should be the Communist Academy Awards. It's the Hate America Academy Awards. If you flip 120 channels, 90 will make you throw up. I have never seen so much violence against women. I have never seen women reduced to chamber pots. I have never seen it's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. And so, in view of the fact that they should call that the Crap on America Awards. Guys like Sean Phnom Penh, who was responsible for the murder of 2.5 million Cambodians, I personally hold him responsible for it, in my opinion. Sold out America a long time ago. Danny Glover sold out America. And the thing that upsets me the most is when they play military heroes and they never served their country. I think it should be a crime to put on a uniform, even as an actor, and pretend to play somebody. It is absolutely to play a real American. It's disgusting. Look at, Alec Baldwin, who was going to leave America if Bush got elected. And he, with his snakeskin luggage. Yeah, Alec Baldwin. Unbelievable. And who does he play? He plays General Doolittle, a real American hero. What's that other guy's name? George Clooney. He plays an Iraq trooper rescuing people. George Clooney couldn't rescue himself. You know what? He can't even open a cab door. Unbelievable, man. But anyway, I had enough of it. I got to tell you, I flipped channels. My poor wife, I feel sorry for, because she's just a little bit. Once in a while, she has a twinge of liberalism, and she could be interested in watching something. Matter of fact, we did watch George Clooney last night. He was in a movie about a salesman. Did you see that movie? Where he has to train a young lady in how to fire people. And it was her suggestion, and that's how she got the promotion. Her boss said that's a very good idea. And she had to go out and fire them, and she didn't have the stomach for it. You know, it all looked good on paper, but when she had to sit face-to-face to somebody that had 37 years on the job and was getting a 3-month severance pay, and one girl said, you know what? Oh, I don't feel bad. I'm just going to go to, there's a bridge right by my house. I'm going to jump off it. And how the rats all deserted the sinking ship when the woman did jump off the bridge and each was pointing the finger at each other, holding purges. This is typical. It's just like the government. Yeah, it was, and George was having an affair with the woman he fell in love with, and he was single. And time was running out and wrinkles were moving in. So he decided to jump into Chicago and meet this girl that he was having airplane sex with in a hotel rendezvous. And he thought that she was waiting, you know, she was also single like him. And he knocked on a door and she came to the door with kids and a husband she was cheating on. And this is America today. Yeah, that doesn't count. She called that extracurricular activities. Unbelievable. You know, there's nobody in America singing Oh Promise Me anymore. It's disgusting. 50% divorce rate. Hey, here's the thought for today. If we did away with drugs, how many abortion clinics would close? How many rehab units would close? And how many gates would get thrown into the river? Yeah. Drugs is the enemy of America. I wish one town in the USA, just one, I don't care if it is a population of 51, would have a sign that says, Welcome to Drug-Free Podunk. You'll never find it because it's all over. Even the Amish are doing drugs. We've lost our country. We've lost our country. We're never getting it back. We're never getting it back. We don't have the guts to do what it takes to make us one again. Just beware of the people that are giving you a ladder when the lower rung is broken. So I decided I was going to do, I use a program called Animoto. And you can take photos and put music to them, and they do a little collage. So if you go to YouTube, you will find, and if you type in the American Academy Awards, you will see my Animoto video. And it is a tribute to the winner of the Academy Awards. There were only two winners this year. The first one was the American Military Family. And the second one was Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson, even though he's fallen for the third time, he has given us our patriotism back in some real good movies. And I never want to forget him for that. I condemn him for abandoning his family. And I hope he comes to his senses. And I also resent the fact that people are gloating over the demise of Charlie Sheen. The guy is in trouble. He needs help. He's got a mental problem. And even his own father has abandoned him. But that's what do you expect from a liberal. Liberals have no children. Unbelievable. But he went after Bush's father, didn't he? Yeah. Don't he wish that that his son Charlie was on the Bush rehab program? Yeah. As maybe George Bush should save Charlie Sheen. Come on, Charlie, I'll show you how to do it. But anyway, so I did a video collage, and I took a few photos of GIs fighting in Iraq, and I used that as my opening, and then I had pictures of them returning to the United States, and I played, I used the music of a marching band called When Johnny Comes Marching Home, and I played that, and I caught a lot of photos of GIs being hugged by their wives and girlfriends and getting married and getting engaged. And the saddest one that's up there is a girl, is a carriage waiting to go into Arlington Cemetery with an escort to bury a GI. And the next photo is a girl at a cemetery, and she's laying on the ground at the gravesite of her boyfriend or husband. And it's very sad. And that's the price we pay so that we can live another day. And we don't pay it. A handful of Americans pay it. And that's what worries me. When you see Muammar Gaddafi calling in mercenary troops to gun down his people, and all we have fighting for us today is 1% of the nation, we are very vulnerable, my friends. We are very vulnerable. We are weak and vulnerable. And I'm going to tell you something. You can't debate Al-Qaeda and win, because they only know one English word. You know what that is? Shh, shh. We're returning to the airport. You think about that. So, check that YouTube out. It's called the American Academy Awards. And I also did a tribute to Mel Gibson. But I missed the one photo I didn't upload it, and it was the clincher photo, and that's Mel in the movie The Patriot, which I loved. I thought it was a great movie. But you know what? We got patriots just like in 76. Unfortunately, it's probably less than 1% of the nation. And every mother thinks her son will never have to fight and won't fight. But let me tell you something. He may fight defending you at the last minute. And you know what? He won't know how to do it. And we're all going to pay. Thank you.
the end of our show, folks. And I hope to see you and talk to you again down the road. I'm sure I'll do something for St. Paddy's Day and tie it in with Americana. So thank you for listening, and until we meet again, and keep your powder dry and your eyes wide open. Take care.